Mohamed Morsi's supporters say that they won't be intimidated into abandoning their demonstrations. They are still out on the streets demanding his return to power. Our Damon is with Morsi's supporters in Cairo, joining us now live. It was a month ago today that both his supporters and detractors last saw Mohamed Morsi. At that time, he was president. He made a very long speech on television, long in rhetoric, short in specifics. And after that, we didn't see him again. These supporters still out on the streets. Are they telling you why, specifically?
Well, they have a number of theories as to why that is, in fact, what has taken place. And you were talking about how people are not being intimidated by the rhetoric, by the possible threat that security forces could come in and forcibly clear them out. And it's pretty evident from the crowd around us. We are at the sit-in that takes place on a regular basis. It is a pretty much permanent camp city. It is the smaller of the two main sit-ins that do take place regularly in Cairo. People here were talking about Catherine Ashton's comments on how she had met with deposed President Mohamed Morsi. They were talking about how they felt a certain sense of relief when they heard that he was in good health. But they say at the end of the day, their aim is to see him brought back into power. Their aim, they say, is to reverse what has happened in the last month. And as you can tell, there's women and children here. They mostly come at night. It is the men who really are here for the long haul. But they come out despite the fact that there is a relative risk there, because they do feel strongly that this is their right. But of course, this puts Egypt in a nearly impossible situation, because you have this side of this standoff hardened, determined to keep up these sit-ins, and on the other side, the military-backed interim government wanting to impose some sort of order and clear the streets of these demonstrators, Becky.